Zayim Shakayama.
Just wait a minute.
Can you just wait? Hey, you okay?
Should we do yesterday's?
You really do yesterday's?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
You get the joke?
I agree with
you. Should we do yesterday's?
Yes, we should.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate it.
From where we're starting, it's practically we're doing yesterday anyway.
Who's mad?
Gary Chapman.
Chapnik.
How did I get dragged into this now?
And Shmuel Ben Rochaleish, Gerikindi, and for our captive, Omer Mikasim, Ron Estel, Yom Chaim, Yitzchak, Reis, Basdom, Mordechai.
Good morning, Israel.
And for Yitzchak Ben Shalamas. Zok, the Gemara.
And you ready?
We're up to like this.
Etc.
It's on the video. That's it. You'll see it later.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. You'll see it at 9 o'clock tonight, and we apologize.
What did you do that for? Why did you do that?
Zriz is Gary.
Can you start a minute so that...
Start a what?
By the time other people come in, we're ready.
Why would you do that?
Lema
Ketanoi. Start over.
Pretty good, Gary. Yeah. Pretty good. He could give it.
Was Gary, that, I heard the battery beeping.
Was that humor?
Lema Ketanoi. It was Garyism.
Let's not go there.
Lema Ketanoi. So saying this machloikis tanoi that we had, if you give a down payment, if that's the whole thing, or it's only for part of it, or it's for the whole thing, you cut the whole thing. We're saying machloikis tanoi, I'm always chaver al mashkin. If I lend you on a mashkin, if I give you something that if you don't pay back, you could have this, whatever it is. The nichsa shmita. And all of a sudden the Shemitah comes out. Abishai and Ishava Ella Palag, which is only half. Halacha is Ein Meshamet. Divrei Shimon Gamliel.
What type of mashkin is that?
We'll see in a minute.
Who cares?
Why would you give it?
Why would I accept the mashkin?
The Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara is the Kasha.
It's worth enough.
The Gemara is the Kasha, man. Good Kasha. It's a valid question. I don't always say that with you.
You learned how to continue.
What does it mean, Einim Shamat? Ilayim Kineg Doy, what the Mashin is worth, Mechlal Derb Yudan Asasaba, Lahach Palgan Alim Shamat. He holds even on that half, let's say the Chay was $1,000, the wash was $500. So he heals even on the five, it doesn't help. So he says, no, El Mashkin, the Nukkut. So he says, El Mashkin, the Nukkut, Lamali. So what's the point of the Mashkin? Means if the Mashkin, Rashi, the Mai Tovas, Im Loy Liyos Mashkin, Tacha Shavyuv, Vahayim Mia Loy Kuina Mia Ligash, then what's the point of this Mashkin? Must be. According to Shmuel, it's on the whole thing. It means it's on the 500. Wait. On the 500, that the mashkin is not worth. How come it's connected? Someone says, "Loi, my enemy Shaman, the Kamer Shem Mil, lahach palga the nukat loy mashkin. Mechal the Yudin Osav, lahach palga the nukat loy mashkin, nam Shamat. So, first of all, mashkin the nukat lomale. What's the point of this mashkin mechal? It's not the value of the thing. It's not helping you according to you. It's not helping you with anything. Someone says, "Is current dvarim ba'alma. The point of the mashkin is that the guy should remember. He should remember that there's a chayv over here, and he should." There is a, you're not really tuning up anything with this mashkin.
So it reminds me to go collect.
Right.
No, it reminds you have to pay.
Normally, the way we understand a mashkin, that's what Shuli was asking, is.
But it reminds the guy that he
has to collect.
He has to collect. I'm saying the normal way of understanding a mashkin is that you have somewhere, you have collateral. You have where to collect from. Over here, it's not the case.
It's only going to
be. Going to be, though. You don't really have anything to do with this. This mash is not really tumah dependent to you.
This is not that to remind him to collect, but that if he tries to renege on it, it's a reminder that he owes it.
That he owes it.
Smart.
Something
to keep
sense.
The watch.
I mean, he pulls it out. He pulls out the watch and says,
"No,
Kimonaki.
Right.
It's yours.
You come to me to owe you money.
Right. He pulls out the watch and says, "How do I have this? If you don't owe me the money.
Right. I can see it happening, Jabba.
Which part? I won't know it anyway.
Of Kahana Yav Lezuze Akisna.
That's not my water.
Yeah.
He gave money on Kisna. Kisna is flax, right?
It's a strong knife. I sold you.
Numag, what's Kisna?
Numag's
ice knife. Good enough.
Flax.
We get the point.
Askame derav, amalei b'maiden kitas zuzi havlo v'idach dvarim nenu. He says the I mean, it's basically saying he gave him money on flax, and now he wants to be chayzer because it went up in value. Right? He doesn't want to do the sale. No. I gave you $100 for this how do you say spool? This thing of flax, and I want to be chayzer. So I'm going to mind the keys of zuzah. I will give it to him. We eat the rest is just words. There's nothing wrong with going back on words. So go according to him, there's no problem with so you went back on your words. The pasuk says, "Ma'ozni tzedek, avnei tzedek." This is going by scale. It has to be the measurements should be correct. Hashem knows if it's correct or not. And it says, "Hin tzedek." It says Eva Sedek Vahin Sedek. Now Eva Sedek, a hin is 12 lugan, and an Eva is 3 sewing, which is 72 lugan. So it's just more of the same. So Matam Lame Hin Sedek Vale Hin Michal Eva. Haya Elemach Shehi Hin Shalach Sedek. Your yes should be Sedek, Vilav Shalach Sedek, and your no should be Sedek. So you see that there is a problem with your words not being correct. So if you say something, you have to stick to your word. Amar baya, no. That only means they should not speak echa pev echa belev. When you say something, you should have in mind, the way Rashi learns, you should have in mind to switch. Rashi says,
say what you mean.
Mishdana ashar, la'achaz ma'am, v'chayzabal, v'shinu ashar, in kachsar amana. Which is over here, with the flax, that's not kachsar amana. That's, you know, regular business.
Something happened. That made
something happened, mention in mind, right? It wasn't a metchila. Even if you hold the Tanas Kohen Dina Zav, the Ein Dina Zav Kohen Talos, which is because it's not, Mo is not Kohenis. That's the Halacha. Avlo Amru, Misha Parah Ma'anch Dar Mabo, U'anch Dar Vlog, who Asli Parah Misha Ein Oimim B'Diburay. Somebody who doesn't stick by his words. But according to what we're just saying now, that's not Mishapara. Now it's Gankasha.
Yeah.
We just finished saying that's...
Here he changed his mind later.
Well, I've told him he doesn't get it right.
He can change his mind. So Moshe Tanoi, that's a Machlokes Tanoi, the Tanan, Maisa Rabbi Yochim and Masya, Shama Lebenoi, he told his son, Tsei V'Sachalon U'Poilam. So basically, Moshe tells his son, doing a favor today, we got 3 containers coming, go get some workers. Halacha pasuk lahem mezaynus. And the son, while he was getting the workers, he told them, we're going to give you lunch money, hush money. V'chshebo yitzal aviv, amar loy b'ni, I feel like the Islam can sue the Shlomo Shai to learn to the Chavasa. Come on. Shemi Avram Mitzu Yaakov. Means he's saying, even if you're going to give them like a steak money, like Avi's, I didn't hear the whole story, but something about a lunch special that you got.
At dinner.
Dinner, whatever. So for $70, right? I can't feed one kid in my house for $70. He somehow fed the whole family, and the store owes him money also.
I wonder why his kids are thin.
Yeah. Anyway, I went to Glatma yesterday. It's $250, but I don't know. I think I got two hot dogs. I don't know if I got anything else.
What the rest of your family got?
They got a little bit.
Hey, no, with Ibura. So, 1 second. So, so he says, be careful, because no matter what you give them, it's not going to be enough. He said you're going to feed them. Feeding, what's feeding? Feeding is Lama right. Actually, it's Chilu Malacha. Before they start unloading the container, save Amalem, tell them, Amanash Ein Lechem Alai Elapas Bekenes. I'm giving you only the stick and go. Those sandwiches that are in the fridge right every store. The little sandwiches that are wrapped up, the tunis.
What's sticking up?
Whatever you call it.
Okay, no problem.
Small thing. Pass the kitten is what? We saw that. Dwarm Yeshbrahim Shukuzam. I know. Grab and go, yeah. We saw Dwarm Yeshbrahim Shukuzam. I know. You tell me that words is Chesuram. I know. Hey, Chaamalay Zil Hadarbach. How could Papa say go back on your word? You already said. Yeah, take him to Lamarai. Take him to Seer. Take him to Loft. I don't know where you want to go.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. Kosher Village is not so bad.
Hey, Chaam Zil Hadarbach. So Moshe Shani Hasam, the Parlam Gufayu, like Samchatatayu. Nah, even the workers, they know you're not giving seared. No, that's you're giving a few dollars, nothing crazy. My time, maybe the other dollar, who was Samach? So Moshe Yehaka, I feel the scheme of Lachanam. No, what's the difference? Then what's the big deal? Why do you make them go right before they start working work? And they know you're not giving them major money. Why? Because Amru, maybe Amru came to Avu. No, at that point already, it must be that Papa said, you know what? I know I can't, obviously I can't rely on you for anything, but now that you said it, we have to give the guys extra money. Amar, Meimar. A guy tells his friend, I'm giving you a gift. Yochel achsaboy. Yochel pshito. El mutal achsaboy. He's allowed to be chosen, even though he said something. Amra papa, umoydi rabbi yoichanan, matanum etes, a samcha datayu. Matanum etes is a smichas das, and you cannot be chosen. You would not be able to, because it's an interesting story that Rabbi Kiva Eger had a son, Shlomo Eger, who was a rabbi in, I don't know what name to say, Tausch, I don't know, Malchian goes to argue about it. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was a rabbi in Poznan, and he was the God Ladar. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was old, and he wanted to come visit his son. He wanted to come visit his son because he wanted to relax. His son was a rabbi in like a shtetl, and he wanted to come relax by his son. And the son knew that if he comes to relax in this city, he's not going to have a relaxing time because he's got a lot of dara and people are going to make him crazy. And he's not going to relax and he's older and he really needed the rest. So what he did is he found a guy who had like a Airbnb on the outside of the city over there, a nice big mansion. And he announced that his father's coming, but he's staying over there and, you know, that's where he's coming. And Rosh Hakul, who was the wealthiest guy in the city, he took this as a major offense on him, that he's the one that runs the whole city, and he's run the whole shul, and he pays all the salaries here. And Achitzpah, he has the biggest house in the city, and if the Galador's coming, he should stay by him. And he made a big tumult, and the tumult was so big, because he was in charge of everything. He paid the driver who picked up Rabbi Kiva Eger to bring the guy to the bigger Kiva Eger to his son's house, to Shlomo Eger. He couldn't take it to him, because that would be Mamish. What did it call? He brought it to the Rav's house. So he ended up staying by the Rav. Shlomo Eger told his father what happened, that he already told this guy outside that he's to stay there. So Rav Kivega said, Matanu Wetis. He was on over Rav Kivega, so to him this was called Matanu Wetis. So Matanu Wetis, the guy offered to give me his house. So it's a Kenyan. there's a kinyan already. That's what you're saying. Matanam says you can't be chayza. So I have to go to visit this guy's house. He went to visit this guy's house. That's the ma'isa, and that's the ma'isa of Kivega. The godless is that he held as a matanam boetus. That was the godless of the story. That was the point of the story then. That is the point of the story, yes.
Else is
time to shop.
The fact that I heard was that the worship call was an animal.
You need a story for that?
Israel relates.
The Maisa I saw by Ephron, I saw someone brings down that I don't know. He says that Ephron told Avram, I'm gonna give you the Ma'ara.
Couldn't bring it to his house.
But he said, I'm gonna give you a Ma'ara with money. So Avram Avinu said, Rams, Ephron wanted to be Chayzer. Ephron knew Matanam Wa'atis, he can't be Chayzer. Ma'ara, it was a Ma'ara. So he was giving a Ma'ara with other stuff. Avram Avinu said, no. You give me the Ma'ara, I'm gonna pay you, I'm gonna give you the money, I'm gonna pay you full price. So Mela, it's only a Matanam Wa'atis that you're giving me. Matanam Wa'atis, you can't be Chayzer. That was the machlokes between Ephron and Avram. Ephron was Am Aretz London.
Right, the whole thing was learned out from that story. The whole kinyan is learned out from that story.
Hakanah Mistava. All right, fine, forget it. Hakanah Mistava chapel. The Amravo. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Yisrael Shammah. I liked the whole story because of Rosh Hakul. That was the only thing that hit me. You know what I mean? I heard Rosh Hakul.
That's what he said.
This is where the name Rosh Hakul came from.
The guy drove from Kivega the wrong direction.
Usually that's what Rosh Hakul does.
But you see that even in those days, people got mad over this kind of stuff. You know, it was like, you know, this is people are getting mad for many years.
All they did
is
get mad.
Nothing else. They're not
Maybe do that again when a certain unnamed person gets up to speak on
Bitsa. Hakanah Mistavra. Who are
Burn
Reich?
No.
I don't
know. Someone
must be
very, very long.
Hakanah Mistavra. I'm bringing a ride to this thing. I heard a Maisa that somebody told me that Shmuel Rozovsky. When he was his Shira of Shmuel is the whole world talks learns Shira of Shmuel. The whole Olam HaTorah learns Shira of Shmuel. And he said that when him and his brother were his father was Nifter, and his father was a very powerful speaker. And then when he was Nifter, one of the brothers would take over, and both brothers were Talmid Chacham. But Shmuel Rozovsky knew how to speak, and his brother was Talmid Chacham, but he couldn't speak. His brother was older. So they back and forth with the Shahayah, the older one, the younger one, he could speak better, who wants a rubber, can't speak. Lamaisa hired the older brother, but there was a big tumult. And even after they hired him, they decided they're going to throw out the older brother and take the younger brother in. And Shmuel Zosky heard about it, and they said they're going to go to Reb Chaim Moizer to discuss this. He snuck out, went to Reb Chaim Moizer, and he told Reb Chaim Moizer, I'm not being rough here. I'm just telling you, this is the whole story. You could pass him that my brother stays Rav because I'm not taking the Rav job. Lemaisa, he didn't take it, and they still wanted to throw his brother out. He picked himself up and moved to Eretz Yisrael with his family. Those days, that was a crazy thing to do. He moved out Shalom because he didn't want his brother to be embarrassed. Lemaisa, the whole city got killed, the whole kehillah, the whole city. He stayed alive, and he became world famous, Shira of Shmuel. You see, interesting. But in those days also...
What do you mean? Oh, yes. Today's story. You went to Glapa. That's the story. Now you went to Glapa.
But you see that in those days also, they also had the...
You were going to tell them all these stories.
No, you're going to sit in Shiva. All the portions are a little smaller. Hakanah Mistavra.
Bigger, it's a little bigger.
Yeah. Hakanah Mistavra.
Who?
Who? Smozowski, yeah.
Again, that's what you take out of the story.
And you had a brother.
Hakanah Mistavra.
He had a whole family.
Dam Rabbo, Amar Yechon, are you ready? About 12 lines in the bottom. Yisrael Shamala Ben Levi. Yisrael tells Ben Levi, Kur Maiser Yeshli Biyadcha, Yeshloch Biyadai. I have a Kur Maiser in my hand. So, Ben Levi, Rishoy La Soy Soy, Chumas Maiser Makamacha. because the Ben Levi has to give Trumas Maaser on what he gets. Even though he didn't get it yet, he could already take off Trumas Maaser. I mean, basically, it's like his already. This is a big shaila how he could do that. He didn't get it yet. And the Ketzoi says that the way it is, because if you have Hefker, and there's only and you're the only person around to be able to be kind of it. No, I know that. Now the Gemara is saying that you're kaino because matan muatas, but lemais you don't have any yerushos yet.
This is a truma.
Lemais you don't have yerushos. Truma shaila. Als truma. The Gemara's point. The Gemara's whole point. The Gemara is matan muatas is kaino even though it's just you didn't give it yet. But lemais, als truma you can't give truma. You don't have it. So he says as din of hefker that. The halacha in Hefker is that if you're the only one that can be kind of a Hefker, you can make it hektish even though you weren't kind of it yet because it's going to be yours. It's automatically yours. It's adin. So he's saying over here, it works the same din and you're all allowed to make a trumas maaser. Anyway, it's a big tumble over here how it works. You don't have to be kind of. Hefker, you can make it hektish without being kind of because that has a din that it's already yours even though it's not yours yet. So here also, because of Matan Uatis, Halacha is that it's yours, so even though you didn't get it yet, it's like the din of Hefker, you can make it yours.
So this is taking it a step further. Not only can you not be Chazir, but it's Mamash yours.
Right.
Even though you didn't even come to
it.
It balances out. I need
100
customers.
So let's see. Zachan HaZnachan HaMechon, Yisrael Shammah Levi, Kur Ma'isa, Yeshach B'Yadi.
Story about this.
What? Ben Levi, Yerushari, Lasa, Chum, Ma'isa, Amok, Ma'achar. Ben Levi, Yerushari, Lasa, Chum, Amok, Ma'achar. Yeah, I'm Shalim, Levi, Matzal, Ma'adir. Beim Shemachar Rishoi. Eli Amrit Matzilon Hadabay, Amai Rishoi, why are you allowed to? Ishtach, the Gachat Tualim, Achamaskin, Goshnoglum, Menu, Chazar of Kida Etzloi. That he gave it to him, like we said yesterday, he made it Pekodin. Yahoki Ema Sefer, Nasan Leben Levi Acher, Ain Lelov El Terumas. We saw the Aitach Goshnoglum, Menu, Chazar of Kida Etzloi, Mayan Lelov Terumas. Kid the Moshe, Moina, Isgabe, what do you mean? He owes him money. We're saying he already got it. The la shma amino, but the loy not lu, and shma amino, the matanim wetes is a Kenyan, and that's a right to Rabbi Yochanan. Matanim wetes is already like a gemiras das, and it goes over and you're done. Ho gavra, the yo zuzi. A shumshimi. Shumshimi is sesame seeds, and they're a high market.
I thought he would come to that.
Lesayif, ayake shumshimi went up. Hajubu. Ramalei, leslan shumshimi. Shko Zuzich. Take your money. Loi Shako Zuzich. He didn't take the money. He was mad. He said, no. It's already a Kenyan. Like he was going, he thought he knew that halacha. He's done. I don't know what you're talking about. It's on you. Ignev. The money got stolen. I was going to do it. I'm like, Kim, the Shko Zuzich. Loi Shako Zuzich. Loi Shako Zuzich. Nothing. I'm like, I'm going to do it. But I'm going to do it. What about Mishapara? I'm a little Hakanami, fine. But I still don't owe you the money.
You should have taken the money, but they're wrong.
No, yeah, Mishapara, that's on me. That's a my problem. That's a me problem. But you still have, I still don't owe you the money. Not considered that I'm watching your money. You should have taken the money. I told you to take the money. You didn't take the money, so it's your problem. You lost your money. I'm not even a shaman. Not even a shaman.
That's not actually the money later. If he's in
college, Mishapara,
then I'll
be to
the
Muslim.
That's
why Mishapara is going to pay you back.
No, he's going to be made.
No, but over here he's saying, clearly saying he didn't pay him. He's saying, your money's here. Take your money, get out of here. I'm not doing this.
I don't want this money in me.
And then I was stolen.
And then I was stolen.
There is a Mishapara.
Could be a Mishapara.
There is a Mishapara.
There is a Mishapara, yeah.
If he would pay him, they find it, bring it to the market. That's what I'm saying.
If the finder would pay him.
If he's a person, he'd pay back the guy, right? Because Mishapara.
Doesn't like the Mishapara.
He would give it to him again.
Oh, give it to him again. Okay.
And then if you find it, that's not going to allow him.
Why is it not obvious?
The Rashi says that to him, what is the place of the Mishapara?
Wait,
no,
not before Pesach.
Nah, he's busy.
Close
man's
mouth.
He's
cleaning his car.
No, we're having a share tomorrow night, Gala.
I hope not. He's
giving
a share tomorrow?
Yeah. You're not around?
It's not a good Thursday night for
Wednesday night.
It's not a good Thursday night for a bath.
There we go.
It's Tuesday night, by the way.
We're going to the
shit, right?
How much?
All right.
Thursday night
before Pesach.
It's all hurt.
what was the
Rosh Hashanah? Sugyas. Okay, we'll see. Maybe I should cancel. Do you think it's not going to be idle? Okay, we'll talk about it.
Wait for me.
Baba, will I'm Shabbat? I'm Al Kanami. I'm Al Papa. I'm Al Lee.
Thursday, man.
Wow. Look at you.
Tigmara says, Amar Rav Papa, Amali Ravina Di, Amali Haum Rabbanon, Rav Tabu Shmei, Bamal Rav Shmua Zutra Mishmei, Di Avyavli Kol Chalol Da Amo, Lev Kom Shamid Bure. He would not, no matter what you give him, he would not go back on his word. But Di Avoda, Hau Yoyim Apani De Mal Shapsu, I had a story.
He said this story wrong.
Yeah. So he's saying, I would never be chayz at all, no matter what happens.
It's like a one-repeat of a story.
I would never be chayz at all. And the story is like this. And I was sitting there. A guy came. He knocked on the door. Amali, Issach Shumshan is Muni. Do you have Shumshan? Amali, like, no, sorry, I don't have. Amali, Leheva Hanach Zuzib Kodin Gabach. The Choshkali, Lamai said it's late. I can't really carry the stuff back. So I'm keeping it by you. Amali, Ha Besach Kamach. My house is here. Yeah. So here's my house. Put it there. Sweet number Besach. I'm not taking responsibility, but if you want to keep it, I keep it there. Igna. Ask me the Rabba. Amali, call Ha Besach Kamach. Lame Boy Shem is Sachid Lehava. El Afilu Shem Mechinam. It never happened. The whole story never happened. There's no Mishapara. I never gave him any sesame seeds. I said, I don't have.
That was a made up part of the story.
That's what he says. Tanya, I'm Shimon Amos having mancha kesav appears beyond Meicher. Al kesav beyond Meicher, who pairs beyond the calf. And Yachalachsaboy. Why am I Shikasu Yadai? The Yadai, Biyad Maikuru. El Nishi the May Kasu Yadai. So Pshita. Of course. So I'm Rabbi Akhmai Skin, Gashaisa Aliyah. No. So Mur says the interesting kind of story over here. Basically, the buyer rented part of the property of the seller. Aliyah Shalikeach Muskeres Biyad Maikur. It's time I take an abundance of Shikha Xeshim and Lloydness for Kadech Waliyah. The whole problem is, if I leave an emotions warehouse, my boxes, he says, I'm sorry, there was a fire, I feel terrible. Did I ever pay you for those boxes? Hacha, Vershusei, Delakeach, Ninu. Enough of the lake of Aynes, Iu Tarachu Maisila. He's going to go ahead and he's got the combination. So he sees on the camera something spoofy going on. He runs over there in his you know, gotchkas. Ha'u gavra, the yav zuzi achamra. He gave money for wine. L'soy shama, the kaboy le'mintzeve, the be parzik rufilo. This is Trump Jr. is getting married. Mishnah l'melech. Rashi says, Zamalei havli zuzi. Give me back my money, lo'y be'ina chamra. So it means until you didn't do a mashicha, you could be chayza. So on either side, you could be chayza. Side of the kayak, side of the mashicha, you could be chayza on either side.
Also says on mashipara, either
kondilah. There's no mashipara.
So they have the
mashra. Because of a reason, no?
He's trying to save his money or something. He's trying to.
It's a law, right?
If it's not for no reason, then it would be
a mishpara. If it's a no reason, the mishpara. But over here, he has a reason. Right.
What happened over here?
The king's son was getting married, so it was.
Who didn't want the wine?
Yeah,
it's
going
to
buy it, but it's
going to
lose it.
He's going to lose it out. Something like that. What does he need the wine for? So we said this before. There's a reason. We said by... what did we say? We said before by... No, we just said it now. If there's a reason, chus ya'amono, bedvarim.
No, yesterday.
We just had it now.
Either way, it's true.
You just give him the keys back.
Actually, Shlei Dava Echa Peh, B'Shoshu Oymer Adiba Lo Yibadai Tel Shan. So, Im Nishtan Ashar, Lach Zman V'Chozwe V'Shinu Ashar, Ein Kach Chesaron Amono.
That's because something changed.
Right, so there's no Chesaron Amono. Over here also, no Chesaron Amono, because something happened. I'm going to lose my sale.
A year later, brother.
I'm not being Chozwe because Stam. I'm being Chozwe because it's a waste of money for me to take this. I know Arba Kesef. Okay, now we're saying, there's Issa I know in the Torah. Let's see what he got going on over there. Gary. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Haina is arba kesev, esev arba kesev l'sela. So one sixth of 24 is 4. That's I know. Now the halacha is if it's more than a shtus, it's batul mekach. Less than a shtus, it's nothing. It's not a problem.
You can use the shusim that I was supposed to check.
Is that for sphero?
Yeah,
sphero. 1 second. 24. It's really ma and. Where's the mall? Mall kesef shem sheish b'dinner. Our mall kesef is a mall kesef. That's my book. You're complicating it.
Yes, 24. No, 24 it's
okay.
And there's 4
okay. Fine, as long as you got it. You guys got it? Fine. I have no idea.
24.
So I know our bar kesem, esim, our bar kesem sell up. So basically, our luck is like this. You have 24 sella, 24 ma, and a sixth of it is 4. It's irrelevant at this point. But the point is that there's a sixth. If you overcharge a sixth, more than a sixth is batul mekach, less than a sixth is not batul mekach. A sixth is a good mekach, but you give back the money.
Yeah, what's the one?
Depends.
You might want to hold it.
Mekach or.
It goes back and forth between what the halakha actually is.
Okay, we'll see.
Let's see.
Okay, we'll see in a minute. I know our bar kesem, esem our bar kesem v'sela. Shtus l'mekach. And mosem mutal l'achzer. Akdish yir l'tager. How long could you return?
These two students.
How long could you return? Till you could show it to a tager or the kroivai. You could bring the esrig to Mendel Rabinowitz. Till then, and tell you that he's telling you that you're overcharging until then. How do Reb Tarfon from Balud? Reb Tarfon said, Balud, I know is shmoyne kesef, ma'esim v'arba kesef v'sela. He says that it's a third. It's not a sixth. It's not 4 of 24. It's 8 of 24, which is a third. You could overcharge up to a third.
Oh, that was good.
Right?
All the groceries.
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah,
that's it. And the Tager Lud were very happy. Amalahem Kol Ayoyim. He says one more caveat here is Kol Ayoyim with the Lachzer. You could be Chayzer the whole day. Then they were mad. Amalah Yaniach Lanu Reb Tarfon. We'd rather just go with Reb Tarfon's psak. Im Kamenu veChazru LaDivrei Chacham.
So they'd do the
shtus,
but have only a couple of
shows. And have only shown it to the
leave
family.
Leave and let's go with the Rabbanu.
Right.
No leeway.
Not go with the time sheet.
If time sheet is a third, but also you have a whole day, they'd rather do a shtus.
And the sale's a sale.
And the sale's a sale, just you have 20 minutes to show it, like in the return program in Lakewood. In Tatini, what is it, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
20 minutes or the first
20 minutes to get home.
For store credit that could be used for a day.
And not Sundays.
Everyone's beating up on
what? What is a sale you can't use?
You guys never dealt with retail in this town.
What's a sale you can't use? And everything's on sale.
Mind you, it takes 20 minutes to squeeze it on.
You guys,
Edmar.
Everything's 20
minutes. You guys are scared.
Well, that's a freaking card. You put out money, right?
You can't
it's
the gift card.
But you can't use the gift card at sale items.
And it expires.
Remember, everything's on sale. So
and it expires.
It doesn't make any sense.
Nobody does that.
I gave money. I bought it.
Nobody does that.
What's the difference?
No, nobody does that on a gift card.
Edmar.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. No.
No, gift card.
Gift card.
No such thing.
It's just afraid to have enough.
Who does it? Same in the body shop. They don't do it.
Yeah. Body shop.
Okay,
not
the baby
Itmar, Rav. Rav Amar Shtus Mekach. So Rav says this that we're handling in the Mishnah, the sixth, is a Shtus Mekach. So let's see. It's important to see Rashi. Rashi is Daf Kachtani Masnisin Shtus LeMekach. Shema Ino Shtus LeShavish LeMekach. Let's say the item is worth $24. Have I know? This one or the other one?
Not that one.
This one.
He didn't make it double sided this one.
It's a good day.
Gary.
I think you should call it a wrap.
What the hell are you thinking? The only child that we need.
I did that on purpose.
It's good color.
You won't be able to see anything.
Watch your neck.
That's well thought of. I give it
that. Okay, so
we'll do this tomorrow.
So the Shtus Mekach. Let's try to do this.
Tomorrow's a short day.
Gary, we
for tomorrow we want that double sided.
I'll talk to you soon.
Staple it.
Can't be double sided. It's gonna bleed through.
The
band-aid. Dalid Beis. What's the Dalid Beis? Behemah Shemelda B'Yontif. You have Behemah that was born on Yontif. Hakol Moedim Shemuteris. You're allowed to use it. Bachila. Vefroyach Shiyotzim Abeh Hakol Moedim also. That's also. That's Noilad. Hashoy Chai Voy B'Yontif. B'Shamayim Yaakov Dekev Yichasa. You're allowed to dig in the ground and cover. So I'm in Liyishka. The Elam can only lay off a mukhan. Umadim shem shachat shiachu deka vichas she'eva kira mukhanu. Eva kira is always mukhsa. It's not mukhsa.
Shabbos
agadah. You want to hear somebody give a Shabbos agadah?